You're listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, broadcasting from Raleigh, North Carolina, serving the blind and print-impaired community since 1983. This is Nancy Jones. For the next hour, I will be reading to you from the October 2019 issue of Vanity Fair magazine. This is Vanity Fair Part B. The Vanity Fair Best Dressed List. In a year in which Camp was queen and some 89 congresswomen showed their might in suffragette white, we salute the standouts who made us look, time and again, in style so remarkable, so personal, so flat-out fabulous, that we are reminded clothes are never really just clothes. Interviews by Maggie Bullock. The first category in the 2019 Best Dressed List, The Virtuosos. Opening photograph is by Gillian Laub of Marc Jacobs. Occupation, fashion designer. Home base, New York City. Happiest wearing custom patent leather boots by Alessandro Michel, and a suit designed and cut perfectly by Ralph Fitzgerald, the New York City-based tailor for Savile Rose Huntsman, to marry my husband, Char, this year. Current obsession, nail art. Mei Kawajiri paints each nail by hand, pure talent and passion. In the photo, Jacobs wears his own Gucci suit, boots, and scarf. The suit is royal blue with a double-breasted jacket with gold buttons. The boots are almost matching the gold buttons, and they are in leather. The scarf is red with royal blue accents. He wears a Prada shirt. The shirt is mostly obscured by the jacket, but it is in shades of salmon and green, and it sounds odd, but somehow the color combinations work here. Sunglasses by Loewy, and the sunglasses are royal blue to coordinate with the suit. Hair products by R and Company. Grooming products by Marc Jacobs Beauty. Serge Ibaka, occupation, Toronto Raptors center forward, home base, Toronto, Barcelona, New York City. Happiest wearing custom suits during playoffs, just walking into the arena with confidence. Style icon, my dad. Current obsession, Nick Fouquet chapeau. A nice hat can be very powerful. Trend I despise. Big logos just to show you wear expensive clothes. Favorite designers, Valentino, Balmain. And in the two outfits he's pictured wearing here, the first is a cape coat with a hood, and there's a Southwestern motif to the design. You can see saguaro, cacti, Monument Valley, red rock landscape in the background. He's wearing black pants and black shoes. Next outfit is mostly white, and he's wearing a skirt, or you could call it a kilt. Even though it's not plaid, it's in the same design that a kilt would be in, and is the same length. It's all white. He wears a white shirt and a white jacket. He's also wearing black Doc Marten-type boots, only with a pointier toe, so I would guess that these are probably not Doc Martens, but they're very stylish. He's wearing black and white socks, and he's wearing sunglasses also, along with gold jewelry and a gold wristwatch. And talk about confidence, but the look works for him, actually. He carries it off quite well. Zoe Kravitz, occupation, actor, home base, Brooklyn, happiest wearing wedding dress, Paris, June 29th, 2019. Current obsession, not being on my phone. Trend I despise, the one where everybody looks the same. Items I overuse, white tees, black pants, overrated, super high heels. Fave designers, Saint Laurent, Alexander Wang, Mariam Nasirzadeh. Style motto, no fear. In the photo, captioned Lime Aid, in 2019, Kravitz rocked an array of highlighter bright pants in citrus shades. And in this photo, she's shown wearing lime green straight leg trousers, black ballerina flat shoes, a white scoop neck shirt with a black overshirt, which is long, falls about arm length, and an overcoat in a very pretty shade of light terracotta, and she's wearing sunglasses. Zendaya blows the roof off of how we imagine young stars dress. Her look is evolved, mature. You sense she's in complete control of her image, says Kimberly Drew, writer, activist, curator, and 2019 Best Dressed List committee member. In the photo, she is shown wearing a gold and pink marabou stork embellished dress. And the dress is sleeveless, and she's wearing high-heeled shoes with pointy toes that are in a coordinating shade of pink. Social skills. Diane Keaton's Instafeed puts the icon in iconoclast. Occupation, actor, home base, Los Angeles. The look, architectural genius, sharp tailoring, hats, belts in black and black and white and white and black and white, as one caption goes. Spotted, farmers marketing in Maison Margiela with Nancy Myers. And in the three photos, she's shown wearing all black in one, black hat, black dress with a cinched waist, wide belt. The dress falls about mid-calf, and chunky black shoes. Next photo shows a lot of cacti in the background, and she's pictured from the back and appears to be wearing the same outfit as the first photo. And the third of the photos shows her apparently at home, walking past closet, dressed in all white, white trousers, belted white jacket. The belt is also white, and a white hat. Not so Bohemian Rhapsody. In boyish bombers and snappy suits, Rami Malek masters the style spectrum, on duty and off. Occupation, actor, home base, L.A. The look, Mr. Robot's hoodie out, Dior in. Item I overuse, Valentino combat boots. My father's vintage Dior and Lanvin ties. Trend I despise, chunky spaceman shoes. Sexy is ultimately whatever makes you feel most confident. And in this style spectrum, he's shown wearing various outfits on a line that runs from errands to awards. And at the errands end of the spectrum, he has blue jeans on, high-top old-school sneakers, maybe Converse. He's carrying a couple of shopping bags, wearing a white collarless shirt, a baseball cap, and sunglasses. Next photo, dark wash jeans, black boots, a white shirt, and a blue denim jacket. Next photo, black and white sneakers, black straight leg pants, an old school racer type jacket with a chevron stripe in white, which divides the upper orange half from the bottom brownish half, and underneath that jacket wearing a white shirt. Next photo shows an almost fuchsia-colored suit, jacket, pants, then a black casual-looking shirt underneath, and black shoes, along with black sunglasses. Next photo, black pants, white shirt, and a plaid overcoat. Next photo, as we move on towards awards, he's wearing a red suit, very straight leg pants. In fact, pretty much all of the trousers he's wearing are quite straight leg, close cut pants, which he wears well. Black shoes, red suit, white shirt. Next photo, black shoes, white jacket, white pants, and blue shirt. And last outfit in the awards, he's pictured holding the Oscar, wearing his black tuxedo jacket, pants, vest, white shirt, and bow tie. Priyanka Chopra Jonas, occupation actor, home base, L.A., New York City, Mumbai. Current obsession, kitten heels. Trend I despise, super tight clothes. Treasured possession, my Mangalustra, the necklace a groom ties around the bride's neck. Favorite designers, Chanel, Dior, Thoreau, Atiko, Peter Doe. Bury me in diamonds. And in the photo, she's shown wearing a dress that is almost ankle length. The dress has a black background and a vintage-looking print in white with some coral accents, and the shoes are coral. She wears large gold hoop earrings and round sunglasses. Head of the class, Jeremy O. Harris, occupation, playwright, actor, home base, New Haven, Connecticut, soon Chinatown, New York City. Happiest wearing insane floor-length tartan skirt for callback to New York Theater Workshop 2050 Artistic Fellowship. Item I overuse, brown Gucci horse bits, perfect when you're running through a forest on shrooms and need to climb a fence. Power center, my Telfar bag holds the keys to my entire universe. In the photos, raised by his mother, Veronica Farish, a hairstylist, Harris says hair became a major part of my style identity, and his mother has her hair pulled back quite severely in a bun, wearing a lovely floral print dress. And he has his hair in this photo in a very large afro and sporting a beard, wears a white suit and a green shirt. Throwback references for his Met Gala coiffure, Snoop Dogg, Lil' Kim, Iceberg Slim, and my little sister. The first outfit of the three in this photo shows him wearing a two-tone jacket. The right half of the jacket is like a long traditional peacoat, a dark color, almost black. The left half is plaid. He's wearing brown boots and a white shirt with a very small print on it and white jeans. Next outfit, wearing pink pants, a beigey color top, and a red jacket with a coordinating pink lapel brown shoes, square toe shoes, loafers, and tan socks. In the first photo, wearing the two-tone jacket, he has a large afro. This next photo, with the pink outfit, he's got hair in sort of pigtails, and he's also wearing sunglasses. And the third outfit shows a suit in a very large plaid, blue plaid, wearing a tan turtleneck. The pants are pulled up, sort of rolled up, wearing black Doc Martin looking boots. And in this photo, he has his hair pulled back. Celine Dion is pictured here in a photograph by Gillian Laub. Did you inherit your sense of style? I have 13 siblings, and I was the last. I wore all their clothes. At Christmas, what do you think we received? Socks? Yeah, clothing. My mom didn't have money to buy it, so she made the clothes. She was very sensitive to the cut of the moment, if the pants were wide or narrow. She was paying attention. Some say you have 10,000 pairs of shoes. I'm not quite sure, but I'm building a new home in Las Vegas. I treated myself to a playground, two stories of archives for all my clothes, shoes, belts. I kept everything, so I'll be able to count. Your current obsession? RVDK. Every piece they do is one of a kind. And last time I went to Paris Fashion Week, Valentino blew my mind. Favorite past fashion moment? John Galliano, the backward white pantsuit, Oscars 1999. People thought, is that a joke? What is she trying to say? I wasn't trying to say anything. I'm just having a great time. In this photo, Dion wears her own Ronald Vanderkamp gown and hat. The gown has a sweetheart neckline, long sleeves, is very fitted, and is in a black background with white, large white polka dots. The hat is black, hair products by L'Oreal Paris, and she stands in front of a dressing room mirror, and her hair is pulled back in a bun. Thank you. Next category in the 2019 Best Dressed list, the classics. Mahershala Ali, occupation, actor, home base, L.A. The look, uber elegant with a hint of rebellion, stand collar shirts, unexpected hued suits, subtle, personal hints of jewelry. The twist, who can pull off wearing a black beanie and winning 2 for 2 at the Academy Awards? The new Blade, that's who. And Ali is shown here wearing 3 different outfits. The first is a pale orange suit, and he wears a white collarless shirt and brown shoes. Next outfit is a pale pink suit, and he wears black sneakers with black and white soles, along with sunglasses, and a coordinating sort of pale purpley brown scoop neck shirt underneath. Last outfit is a brown suit that looks almost as if it has some purple or maroon undertones. He's wearing classic loafers with no socks, black loafers, wearing a white shirt and a white bow tie, and rocks all 3 looks, I must say. Pamela Joyner, occupation, cultural philanthropist, collector, home base, San Francisco, Sonoma, California. Trend I despise, casual that devolves to sloppy. Style icons, Dorothy Dandridge, Katharine Hepburn, Madame de Pompadour, women ahead of their time. Treasured possession, my art collection, by talents who would not be denied despite incalculable obstacles. Style motto, classic, with a curated edge. The photo here is captioned on canvas. Joyner's current obsession, statement blouses. Wearing the same thing as everyone else dilutes a sense of individual style. The outfit she's wearing, dark navy blue or black pants, which are tucked in the patent leather black low ankle-length boots that have a semi-rounded toe, and the statement blouse she is wearing is long in the back, almost like a train. It has long sleeves, it's white, and it has what looks to be splashes of paint on it. Very stylish, very becoming. She wears her hair curled shoulder length and just a little bit of makeup. Some things should never be messed with. Tuxedos are one. Brad Pitt is another. He should just make this his uniform like the Rat Packers. Pure movie star, says Lisa Eisner, jewelry designer and 2019 Best Dressed List committee member. In this photo, Brad Pitt is wearing a tuxedo outfit, the traditional black pants with the stripe down the side, black semi-squared off shoes with a little bit of a heel, black jacket with the black piping, white classic shirt, black bow tie, and carrying a pair of sunglasses. Gemma Chan, occupation, actor, home base, London, happiest wearing cotton sundress, jelly shoes, and a bucket full of hermit crabs as a child in Mallorca. Current obsession, bum bags, and that's Brit for fanny pack. I have 8 on rotation. Items I overuse, oversized denim jacket, vintage tees. Treasured possession, grandma's super delicate cardigan. I'm too scared to wear it. Style icon, Cher from Clueless. Bury me in the fuchsia Valentino I wore to the Oscars. And she's pictured here wearing that dress. It's a long baby doll style dress, very loose and sleeveless with a ruffled collar, wears her hair pulled back and some dangly earrings. "336 Hours in Cannes, 15 epic looks Elle Fanning wore to one film festival. Day 1. A light tangerine-colored gown, silky, long, cape-like sleeves gathered at the waist with a glittery pansy flower. Long earrings, dangly earrings, hair pulled back. Day 3. Let's see, what happened to day 2? All right, jumps right to day 3. Interesting. All right, on day 3... shows her wearing a pink suit. And here are two other outfits. Perhaps she wore these on day 2. A lavender dress, along with a black skirt and a white blouse, rather schoolmarmish outfit. Moving on to day 4, a bright pink gown, floor length. Day 6, floral print pantsuit. Day 7, moving on to day 8, a strapless floral gown. Day 9, a business-looking outfit, white dress, belted with a black jacket, a satchel, pocketbook, could be almost used as a tote bag, sunglasses, and bright red high-heel shoes. Day 10, a very classic-looking jacket and dress, just above the knee length, in a small print with red shoes. Brings out another black skirt and white blouse with a large picture hat and black high heels. Day 11, a print dress and red shoes. Day 12, champagne-colored frothy skirt and long-sleeved blouse. Day 14, a white dress. And then she also has what looks to be a traveling outfit with white trousers, matching jacket, blue, light blue shirt, red fanny pack, and carrying luggage. Elle Fanning, occupation, actor, home base, L.A., happiest wearing a ribbon-covered 80s prom dress from L.A. vintage store Play Clothes at her ballet-themed 21st birthday party. I was beaming all night sipping champagne. Current obsession, monochrome looks, love a twin set, trend I despise, peplums, item I overuse, white dresses, style icon, Samantha Stevens from Bewitched, treasured possession, plaid jacket from London's Brick Lane Market magically turns every outfit into a winner, overrated, skinny jeans, worst dressed moment, bedtime, my sister thinks my pajamas are hideous. Lucky charm. For years I kept chicken wishbones in my purse. On men's style, persol shades, crew neck, sweatshirts. I want to see him before I see his clothes. Favorite designers? Don't make me choose. Bury me in pink. A flower headdress would be nice. Kimberly Drew said, since that plunging Versace in 2000, Jennifer Lopez has proven that sex appeal is not the enemy of chic. She's simply iconic. And in this photo, J-Lo is shown wearing a kimono-style dress that falls just below the knee, and the dress is in a greenish-yellow color, has wide three-quarter length sleeves. It's belted. She's carrying a matching purse and is wearing silvery high heels. Keanu Reeves, occupation, actor, home base, L.A., signature look, polished with a hint of grunge, streamlined suits, rock tees, Merrell boots, and black, so much black. Timeless move, best hair toss in the business. Spotted, roaring down the streets of L.A. on a KRGT1 by Arch, his own brand of motorcycle. And in this photo, Reeves is indeed shown in all black. A long thigh-length suit jacket in black. A black T-shirt. Looks like there's some sort of design on it. It's probably a vintage rock tee. And can't see the entire design. Black straight leg pants and black boots. Cicely Tyson, occupation, actor, home base, New York City, trend I despise, anything overdone, current obsession, sleep, style icon, Audrey Hepburn, worst dressed moment, any given day when I'm running around, my agent early in my career declared I clean up well, treasured possession, Presidential Medal of Freedom, placed around my neck by President Obama. Bury me in my wedding dress, worn when I married Miles Davis in 1981. In the caption, Be Mine, Tyson is the first black actress to accept an Oscar wearing a dress by a black designer, her go-to, B. Michael. And in the two looks she's shown wearing here, one of the dresses is knee-length with a longer back to the dress, and it has fabric in a black background with large purple and red flowers. She's wearing a coordinating purple jacket. Looks really great. The next dress she's wearing is floor-length and is rather feathery-looking in gray with an almost rickrack trim in three different spots. It's wide rickrack. She's wearing a gray feather stole, and she's wearing a very stylish hat turned to the side with feathers. In this photograph by Greg Williams, we see Frank Ocean, occupation, musician, enigma, home base, New York City, L.A. The look, discreet, high-end, Prada bucket hats, Balenciaga boots, meets utility, Mamo puffers. Spotted, front row at Rafe Simons Fall 2019 menswear, defying camp at the Met Gala in a sleek black hoodie. Selfie caption, the valet wears Prada. Style beyond self, decor, a Michel Mejuro painting hangs above his bed, a modular teal sofa by 70s designer Pierre Paulin dominates the living room. In the photo, he is shown wearing gold pants, almost a mustard color, with a large plaid design. He's wearing a brown belt, a blue jacket that coordinates with the pants, white shirt, and brown boots. Thank you. Next category in the 2019 Best Dressed list, Hall of Fame, Chloe Sevigny. She's wearing a dress by Miu Miu, and this is a very classic sheath in a black and red floral design, ankle length, split up one side to about mid-thigh, very fitted, is an off-the-shoulder look. She's wearing large earrings. Her jewelry is by Chopard, and she's wearing sandals by Roger Vivier, and they are high-heeled, black ankle strap sandals. Occupation, actor. Home base, New York City. Happiest wearing black Albert Elbaz for YSL gown, Oscars 2000. Trend I despise, xenophobia. Item I overuse, mascara. Lucky charm, deco onyx and diamond cross ring from Kincher. Overrated, underwear. Style icons, Catherine the Great, Joan of Arc, Thérèse of Lisieux, the Virgin Mary, Poison Ivy, Betty Davis, Greta Garbo, Marlena Dietrich, and Thumbelina. Thank you. Next category in the 2019 Best Dressed list, the originals. Wear what the F you want, says Billy Porter. Ain't no rules. And in this photograph by Dario Calmese, Billy Porter espouses that philosophy well. He's wearing a long dress, and he looks very regal. The dress is red and has a very flounced skirt to it. He has on a red turban that almost looks like a towel, a print towel in shades of red wrapped around his head. And then he's got an overlay that is in coordinating colors that looks very abstract. And he manages to carry this off amazingly enough. The gown is by Christian Siriano, parka by Craig Green, blazer, which is worn as a turban by Dries Van Noten, hair products by R and Company, grooming products by La Prairie. Occupation, I'm a Renaissance bitch. Home base, New York City. Happiest wearing Christian Siriano tuxedo gown at the 2019 Oscars. Trend I despise, the constant need for our culture to drag folks. Current obsession, London. Item I overuse, hats. Style icons, Diana Ross, Andre Leon Talley. Treasured possession, my wedding ring. Overrated, the sneaker situation. Worst dressed moment, taking out the trash. Best quality in a person's style, proper fit, and giving zero F's. Most powerful thing one can wear, high heels. Sexiest thing one can wear, high heels. Bury me in something that sets my soul free. Kane DeWiley, occupation, artist. Home base, New York City, Beijing, Dakar, Senegal. Happiest wearing, a chalk line print custom suit for the unveiling of his portrait of Barack Obama. Trend I despise, fast fashion shows a disrespect for the ceremony surrounding clothing. Item I overuse, simple white Converse go with everything. Favorite designers, Amin Bendrich, Sarah Diouf, Adebayo Okelawal. In the quote, worldview, Wiley finds fabrics for his custom suits exploring West African villages, and he's shown here wearing three of those custom suits in amazing fabrics. Two of the looks show him wearing those white Converse shoes. One of the suits has a red background with a blue print. The next photo has a sort of a gray-green background. And these look almost like butterflies, sort of turned into crescents. Then the third look is a blue and black print. He wears a white shirt with each of these suits, and the suits are stunning. Lena Waithe, occupation, creator, producer, writer, actor, home base, L.A. The look, off-duty, flawlessly cozy, on-duty, bold statements spotlighting queer designers, DVMN Pigeon, Stuzo Clothing, Pierre Moss. Obsession, for a sneakerhead raised in Michael Jordan-era Chicago, Air Jordans. Lucky Charm, her engagement sneakers, spotted scouring vintage rails for non-rock tees. Jodeci, SWV, Luther Vandross. In the photo, she's shown wearing yellow cowboy boots, very pointy toes and high heels, a striped suit with a fitted jacket. The pants are peg leg. They are fitted at the ankles and more loose in the hips. The jacket has a lot of gold buttons, and the suit is pale blue with a dark blue pinstripe. She wears a lot of gold jewelry to match the gold buttons on the suit jacket, and her hair is pulled back sleekly. And on the back of the suit, it says, Black Drag Queens Invented Camp. Bea Akerlund, occupation, fashion activist, costume designer, co-owner, The Residency Experience, home base, L.A., Stockholm, Trend I Despise, Overdone Plastic Surgery of 2019, Item I Overuse, YSL Platforms, Overrated, The Birkin Bag, Bury Me In, 1 million Swarovski crystals and a fabulous hat. Style motto, more is more, and go with your gut. And I'd have to say in this photo, more is being exhibited, but it works. A long pink print, graphic print, pair of bell-bottom pants, black platform shoes, a wild cape that looks as if it may have some crystals on it, Swarovski crystals, and another graphic print has all kinds of clocks and hands on a blue background and a red hat. Jeannie Greenberg Rohaten, occupation, gallerist, Salon 94, home base, New York City. Current obsession, black wool-lined Birkenstocks. Item I overuse, Nike Air VaporMax X off-white sneakers. I'm into uniforms. Overused is good. Buy two next time. Treasured possession, Carl Fritsch rings that read as miniature sculptures. Overrated, it bags. Her canvas tote bears, Sylvie Fleury's missive, yes, to all. And in the photo, she's shown wearing black loafers, black tights, a black skirt. This may be actually a dress that has the bottom half in black with a starburst on it. Top half is dark brown, also with a starburst. And she's wearing a very cape-like coat with large flowing sleeves in black. It's trimmed in alternating polka dots, a purple stripe, and a dark green stripe. It works. It's stunning. Hair pulled back sleekly. And there's artwork in the background. Solange Knowles is an artist whose medium is song, but also style, which she understands and explores as a radical art of presentation, says Duro Oluwu, fashion designer and 2019 Best Dressed List committee member. And in the photo, Solange is shown wearing black high-heeled shoes, an off-the-shoulder tunic that flows to the ankles, and it has a black background with large floral print, a lot of green also, leaves shown on the print, and she's wearing coordinating leggings and long gloves. The tunic is off the shoulder, one-shouldered, and is sleeveless, and her hair is done up in twisty braids with all kinds of crystals woven in, and she's wearing what looks to be a black wire choker necklace, and it's quite wide and rather lacy looking. In the next installment, we'll continue the 2019 Best Dressed list and the category of the originals will also be continued. This program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. I'm Nancy Jones, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service and broadcasting from its studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. Vanity Fair Part A airs via special subchannel receiver on Saturday and Sunday nights at 11 o'clock Eastern Daylight Saving Time, streaming via the World Wide Web at those times. Vanity Fair Part B airs via special subchannel receiver on Monday and Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock Eastern Daylight Saving Time, streaming via the World Wide Web at those times. Both parts A and B are available as a podcast. Opening and closing music by Calexico. Interval selections by Mark Hoffman.